Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
In today's news, the sun had a large solar flare that impacted databases and internet hosts across the East Coast. Scientists believe it was a very rare event that should not happen again for the next 1,000 years. Systems will be restored shortly.
Purple Ninjas, what are they talking about? Is that why I couldn't play Wordle on my phone today?
Yes, Bots, you see, the sun had a very rare event today. A ginormous solar flare came shooting out of the sun, which sent a whole bunch of radiation and energy and electrons and blah, 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 blah. I don't know what this really means, but something messed with all the communication here on planet Earth.
All from a little solar flare?
Oh, no, it's not little. You see, the sun is ginormous compared to our planet. And the sun is made of gas.
Yes. Haha. Is it stinky gas?
I'm not sure. I've never been. But either way, that gas had some kind of explosion on the sun, and it sent a whole bunch of the solar fire into space like that. And
Well, do you think we could make that happen? I've always dreamed of ending communications here on planet Earth. Like, what if the spy team couldn't talk to each other? Then, you know what we could do?
We could take over the world!
Yes, Purple Ninjas. Well, do we have something that could create more solar flares on the sun?
Well, we do have a stinky laser that we haven't known exactly what to do with it.
What does it do?
It shoots out a stinky gas through a laser. Hypothetically, we could point it at the sun, and it might cause more of those solar flare reactions.
Perfect, Purple Ninjas. I'll get to work.
Meanwhile, across town, Ava and Jaden were both at Jaden's grandma's house. Because with the internet not working, they had to get a little creative on how to do all the research for a school project that was due tomorrow. And do you know what was at their grandma's house? A lot of encyclopedias. Do you know what an encyclopedia is? Oh, wow, yes. They're from a very long time ago. They're a whole collection of ginormous books that have so much information inside of them. They're pretty amazing and fun to look through and learn about all kinds of amazing things. But sometimes it can be hard to find things inside of a book that's very, very big. Ava and Jaden were having a hard time finding what they needed to find.
Is there a way to, like, search this thing? Asked Ava. Like, how do we find anything in here?
I'm not sure, said Jaden.
Grandma! Grandma, how do we find anything in this thing?
Well, it comes down to using your hands and fingers. You have to turn the pages to find what you're looking for.
You mean we can't use our voice? Said Ava.
Like I can't say, Encyclopedia, find me information about light.
Oh, no, dear. You see, back when I was young, we did not have any of those things. And now with the internet down today, looks like you're going to have to use this encyclopedia to learn all about light for your research project. I'll go make some cookies for you two.
You see, their research project for school was about light, which is an amazing topic to learn about, how fast light can travel and all the colors that are inside of light.
Look at this, said Jaden. The reason we're not finding anything about light in this book is this is the B book. Is there an L book? Ava scanned the bookshelf. There were a ton of books in this encyclopedia set.
Yeah, here's an L one right here.
She pulled it out, and it was now a lot faster to find information about light.
Whoa, check this out.
Ava had found this one section that was talking about the light that comes from the sun, and she said,
look at this. The sun that we're seeing
pissed from 8 minutes ago.
Wait, what are you talking about? Said Jaden.
Look. You see, the speed of light, it travels at a certain speed. And so the sun, it's putting out light, but it takes time because it's millions of miles away. And so it takes a long time for that light to travel all the way to us. And so the light takes 8 minutes to go from the sun all the way to planet Earth.
Whoa, that's insane, said Jaden. You mean like, so that's what you meant. The sun that we see is 8 minutes old. Because even though light travels super fast, it just takes that long to get to us.
Wow, that's crazy.
But you know what's even crazier? Oh, it's time. We gotta go. It's almost dinner time.
Ava looked up at the clock that Jaden was pointing to.
Ah, we lost track of time.
But I made cookies, said his grandma.
Oh, thanks, Grandma. Can we take the cookies to go? And could we borrow this encyclopedia? Because we gotta keep doing research.
Oh, of course. Here, take some cookies to go and just let me know when you're done with the encyclopedia. Bye.
His grandma waved goodbye to both of them as they raced back to go back to their houses because they did not want to be late for dinner. Meanwhile, up at the Stinky Blimp Lab, the Purple Ninjas were on to something pretty exciting.
All right, boss, looks like we're about ready to blast the first stinky laser at the sun. We have it all lined up perfectly. It should give it some really stinky explosive gas, if you know what I mean.
Perfect. So you mean to tell me that that solar flare we experienced earlier that shut down the entire internet and cell phones and everything? You mean we can do that whenever we want to?
Yeah. As long as this test goes according to plan. Yes, it looks like we can do that whenever we want.
Perfect, Purple Ninjas. All right. Well, this phase one of testing is now active. Blast off the laser!
Oh, no! What in the world have Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas stumbled into this plan? I don't even think this was a real plan, but unfortunately that solar flare gave them a really good idea. If they're able to control the solar flares and turn them on whenever they want to, we're doomed. We won't be able to communicate with each other, or I'm pretty sure if that gets out of hand, all electronics will stop working. Lights, TVs, phones, everything. This is some serious stuff, and if this is able to work, I hope Ava, Jaden, and Mr. Jim and the whole biology squad is able to save the day, because this could get really ugly really soon. Well, friends, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I cannot wait to see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science, or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.